AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Acting Director Todd Lyons says ICE is fulfilling President Trump's mass deportation agenda.
The men and women of ICE have been empowered to do exactly what they're trying to do, arrest and remove illegal aliens and criminals from our communities. We are enhancing public safety, securing our national security, and finally restoring integrity to the immigration system that had been allowed to collapse.
The president's immigration campaign has been heavily scrutinized after the shooting deaths in Minneapolis of two protesters at the hands of government officers. The messages from Savannah Guthrie and her family have turned from hopeful to desperate as the search continues for Guthrie's mother, Nancy. The AP's Ty O'Neill is in Arizona.
A Pima County Sheriff's vehicle sits here outside Nancy Guthrie's house, and so does the media, as the search for the missing 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie is in its second week. Neighbors in this quiet community just outside Tucson, Arizona, continue with their daily routines, stopping by to see what, if anything, is happening. A memorial of flowers and notes grows by her mailbox. The sheriff had said investigators would continue to go back and forth from the house, gathering evidence and searching for clues after she was last seen here on January 31st. The FBI says it hasn't identified any suspects or persons of interest in her disappearance. Outside Nancy Guthrie's house in the Catalina foothills, I'm Ty O'Neill.
On Capitol Hill, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick acknowledged he had met with Jeffrey Epstein twice after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child, reversing Lutnick's previous claim he had cut ties with the late financier after 2005.
There may be 10 emails connecting me with him, probably about 10 emails connecting me with him over a 14-year period. I did not have any relationship with him. I barely had anything to do with that person.
Lutnick is facing calls from several lawmakers to resign. This is AP News. A governor is addressing concerns about U.S. politics 8 years ahead of the Winter Olympics in his state.
You will find it still a very welcoming place, as you will the rest of the United States, too.
That was Utah Governor Spencer Cox speaking at the Milan-Cortina Olympics. The Republican governor faced pointed questions while promoting the 2034 Utah Winter Games.
We have different parties in our country that are coming through with different visions.
Cox was responding to a German reporter who asked him to compare Utah's upbeat Olympic vision with news from the U.S. shaped by Washington. The past Olympic week in Italy saw opinions on U.S. international diplomacy and domestic politics mixed freely into the sports. Vice President J.D. Vance was booed at the opening ceremony, and U.S. athletes were asked about representing their country at this time, with President Trump joining a backlash against them. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.